Well, we update you on Wheat Harvest 2015 as we check in with Dennis with Bashan Harvesting of Hastings, Oklahoma. And Dennis, obviously, it's been a tough harvest. What have you seen so far?
Well, we started out with a pretty good crop in southern Oklahoma and north Texas, but after 25 to 30 inches of rain, there's not much left. What we got cut, it's cut. What's left standing, probably not going to be very good. Looks like the wheat's getting better as we go through Woodward here today, and hopefully better things in Kansas.
Yeah, for you, how long were you able to kind of get going? And I know you've probably been sitting a lot.
We sat 3 weeks, we cut 9 days, and we've been down another week. So we've got some combines running at Enid. That hasn't been as bad. And we got some combines at Spearman, Texas, that are just starting today. And I'm headed to Scott City, Kansas. So hope for better.
How much did this latest tropical depression bill impact you?
A lot. We left 1,100 acres there that I doubt we cut. A pretty good weed at one time, but I doubt we cut it now.
With the wheat in the southern part of Oklahoma, you know, how did it do in terms of test weight and yield?
Well, we started out, we cut some 35, 40 bushel wheat. We had hail. I think there was a lot of 50 bushel wheat to start with, but we ended up with a lot of 25 and 30. We did have some 60-pound test weight, but we had a lot of 55, too. So there was a lot of variance, variety, who got what rain.
Right. When you get that lower test weight yield, you know, what are your options?
Talk really nice to the elevator manager, but they take it. You take a little dock on it. You lose pounds. You lose money. It's kind of tough. You know, being a harvester and a farmer, you know what both ends of it feel like.
I know going into this harvest, there was a lot of talk that with the rains that sprout damage was a problem. Did you see that?
Yeah, we started out about 3%, and the worst we had was 5%. I'm going to say we're going to have 30, 40% now probably if we cut what's left, if we do.
Right, because you said you still have 1,100 acres, and when will you come back? And that's your own crop. When will you come back and get that?
I hope next week sometime we can get through that. I hope. We'll just have to see and see what Mother Nature brings us.
Okay. Well, next on to Kansas, you know, what's kind of the line out for the rest of your wheat harvest?
So far, everybody's got wheat. We've been dry in northern Montana. It's going to be early up there. Right now, Kansas, he says, you know, the wheat looks good. Looks like it'll make 50 bushel. You know, looks like good wheat. Eastern Colorado, Nebraska panhandles had a lot of rain. I know there's a lot of guys in South Dakota that don't have wheat right now. So right now, I feel pretty fortunate to have most of what I'm going to do, you know, still standing.
How hard has the recent years been kind of with the hit and miss of the drought?
You know, I can't attest any farther back than, you know, the late 80s, but the last 2 years are as bad as I've ever had it. I don't know that you could have it any worse. And then to lose this crop at home a third year in a row is pretty tough farming, let alone being a harvester where we lost 60, 70% of our wheat run. You know, we just had to skip it and go on. So it's nice to see wheat all the way as we came up today. That was nice.
With the challenges, drought, now rain, how are you handling it mentally?
I like rain. It's tough. We can handle rain. You know, we can get through that. At least there's something to cut. I'd rather sit there and wait on the rain to dry out than to drive by a stop and never stop. And you know, places we've cut for 20 years, we didn't stop and even say hi when there was nothing there. So that's tougher.
How many guys in your harvest crew and how many combines?
We're running 6 combines. There's about 15 of us. So we're spread out right now trying to keep everybody, you know, and it's a good thing. You know, it's nice this year to have more places, more options. It's nice to be behind instead of praying for something to do.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck with the rest of harvest as we've been joined by Dennis with Bashan Harvesting. Again, they've been through Oklahoma, making their way next on to Kansas, bringing coverage of Wheat Harvest 2015 for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.